Astrology Podcast, the podcast dedicated to misguiding you. I am your host, Katie, here, as always, with your weekly horoscopes for this week, January 24th through January 30th, 2021. Firstly, I would like to say welcome back. I am so glad to know that you survived last week. I was truly worried about you. The astrology was gnarly. For those of you who are new to the Misguided Astrology Podcast, welcome. This is yet another edition of a weekly horoscope series that comes out every Sunday, occasionally Monday. Be sure to check out both your rising sign scope and your sun sign scope. And if you care about your friends enough genuinely to know their signs, consider sharing it with them as well. In addition to this weekly horoscope series, Misguided does also have a weekly birth chart dissection. It is an occasion when my co-host Jackie and I answer a listener question by reviewing their birth chart. Be sure to check one of those out if you haven't already. The theme of the listener questions seems to be that people want to know if they can or should agonize over making a decision for themselves, or if they can just make a quick call and let fate take the wheel. Incredibly relatable. Been there a million times, and I just want to let you, the listener, know that you are the keeper of your own destiny. Be reassured that you are the one in control. It is you who is responsible for your own life, okay? But also, things do generally tend to work out as they're best meant to, and that end result often doesn't at all match what your expectations were going into it, all right? So you just gotta roll with the punches. Life is a fuck-for-all. You can't really prepare for it, but you should try. But only if you want to. It kind of doesn't really matter. But anyways, the truth is, January's been fucked up. But it's almost over. The astrological forecast will clear up soon, just not without a few hiccups. So, in better news,
attention, Saturn return Aquarians.
If your Saturn return is in Aquarius, this is meaning people born from approximately 1991 to 1993, or maybe 1994, I'm not sure. This next month is here to kick off your return. I'm very super stoked for you guys. Saturn returns are a chaotic good bullshit kind of deal. Expect things to get extra weird from now until February 20th, and then weirder still until 2022. Sorry. If you can't figure out how to feel about your Saturn return, if you're supposed to feel good about it or bad about it, you're right. Anyhow, forget it. Let's do it. This is your weekly horoscope. Pisces, earlier in the week you may have an encouraging encounter with family, or you may be experiencing payoff from efforts you've made to strengthen relations with family or members of your household. It can all be too easy to get caught up in the rhythm of life. You binge read Lord of the Rings without stopping to eat. You score a once-in-a-lifetime gig in Boca Raton. Or you've shut yourself in and mastered the art of sourdough bread. And then before you know it, it's been 2 months and you haven't checked in with a single person in your family. We get it, Pisces. Mutable energy is difficult, but that's okay. Everyone knows you're the certified free spirit around here, and we also see that you've been putting concerted effort into being present with the important people in your life. It's nice having you around. By about Thursday-ish, you may encounter some drama at work or in your efforts to get a new job or promotion. Fuck it. Do you even like your job? If you do like your job, my bad. But whatever. Workplace fiascos unfold from time to time. People may be surprised that you're the one at the center of it all, and you may even be a little surprised yourself. Ride the momentum and stage rebellion. Clout is on your side. Or, you know, don't stage rebellion because clout isn't a reason to cause irrevocable damage, but, well, like, whatever it is, I trust your judgment. This may also be a day where you don't make it around to your usual health or fitness routines. Seems like you'll be feeling generally disrupted middle of the week. But, by the end of the week, your efforts to access your subconscious mind will be fruitful. There is a great energy around, and you'll have an open line of communication with your innermost psychological core. You'll be extremely in tune. Wouldn't be a bad day to stay inside and daydream and journal. If you can't dedicate an entire day to being dreamy, are you even a Pisces? These are where your best creative visions are born. Ride the wave, fish face.
Why?
Alrighty, Pisces, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I'll see you next Sunday.